Welcome to Union City Radio for Sunday, June 28th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news updates and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. Every town in America has them, statues and memorials to people and battles long forgotten, except perhaps by the pigeons who perch on them. But now they've become a focal point of the street protests that have been raging across the country since the killing of George Floyd. Confederate statues are being torn down, tagged with Black Lives Matter graffiti, or officially removed. Recently, protesters tried to pull down the statue of Andrew Jackson, who killed and deported Native Americans. It stands in front of the White House. On this week's Your Rights at Work radio show, we asked Elise Bryant, Executive Director of the Labor Heritage Foundation and President of the Coalition of Labor Union Women, to read Carl Sandburg's poem, Ready to Kill.
10 minutes now I have been looking at this. I have gone by here before and wondered about it. This is a bronze memorial of a famous general riding horseback with a flag and a sword and a revolver on him. I want to smash the whole thing into a pile of junk to be hauled away to the scrapyard. I put it straight to you. After the farmer, the miner, the shopman, the factory hand, the fireman, and the teamster have all been remembered with bronze memorials, shaping them on the job of getting all of us something to eat and something to wear. When they stack a few silhouettes against the sky here in the park and show the real huskies that are doing the work of the world and feeding people instead of butchering them, then maybe I will stand here and look easy at this general of the army holding a flag in the air and riding like hell on horseback, ready to kill anybody that gets in his way, ready to run the red blood, slush the bowels of men all over the sweet new grass of the prairie.
Elise Bryant, Executive Director of the Labor Heritage Foundation and President of the Coalition of Labor Union Women, reading Carl Sandburg's poem, Ready to Kill. Check out the Inventory of American Labor Landmarks, a catalog of sites in the United States commemorating the history and heritage of America's workers at laborheritage.org. In today's labor history, on this date in 1894, President Grover Cleveland signed legislation declaring Labor Day an official U.S. holiday. Today's labor quote is by American labor unionist, civil rights activist, and socialist politician A. Philip Randolph. You can find a bust of him in Union Station next to the Starbucks with this quote. At the banquet table of nature, there are no reserved seats. You get what you can take, and you keep what you can hold. If you can't take anything, you won't get anything. And if you can't hold anything, you won't keep anything. And you can't take anything without organization. Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. There are a few reasons you may need to buy or sell a home right now. If you're hoping to get more cash in your pockets in the process, look to the Union Plus Real Estate Rewards Program powered by Serva. Details at unionplus.org.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union, oh, yeah, the union, will make us strong.
Oh, it's gonna make
it
us,
will
it's
make
gonna make